before it can become a beautiful heavenly creature called a butterfly. Okay, so you see that that caterpillar went to that stage, and its chemicals in its body, from the day that it became a caterpillar, were started becoming, changing, to destine it to become a butterfly, and started going through all these chemical changes. The moment that we are born into this world, our body immediately starts, our body chemicals start changing every day for that ultimate day, for that very ultimate time, that when our body goes through a state, so to speak, of metamorphosis and is changed to a heavenly creature. Okay, so if the caterpillar does it, and the Bible says the natural types of spiritual, and it says that you can look at the nature and it will show you the things of the spirit. Okay, and then someday we shall pass from this body to life. We shall be resurrected with Christ. Okay, and here it is. Can you imagine the thoughts of this caterpillar if it really had a brain to really think and function with thoughts and opinions and ideas? And the very the beauty that it experienced the moment that it poked its little head out of that cocoon, okay? It didn't know what to think, but I know one thing. It was a new creature. It knew that it was a new creature. No longer did it have 12 legs or how many legs they had, but it had just two legs. And what were these two huge things sticking up? You know, these antennas, you know, those feelers. And these two huge wings, beautiful wings, different color wings. And then all of a sudden it could fly. And it never walked again, but it could fly from one flower to another. And no longer did it eat the dirt or whatever caterpillar eats. But here it was taking in the beautiful nectar of all these beautiful flowers. See, when we get in our spiritual body, no longer are we going to start eating cake and all this junk. But we're going to start taking in the nature. We're going to start taking in the fragrance and the nectar of Jesus Christ. Through all eternity, we're going to be taken of his new kind of spiritual food. The Bible says in Revelation, we shall drink anew with him. So there's some kind of spiritual drink that we're gonna have with Jesus Christ. Our food is gonna be a lot different than it is here on earth. Just like the food of the caterpillar and the butterfly, it was from dust and it ate all the things of the earth. Then it started eating the nectar of the beautiful flowers of the beauty. So we'll eat of the beauty of the glory of the Lord throughout all eternity. So what I'm trying to say is, we do have a soul. We do have a soul. The very fact that I can prove it, because if you shut your eyes and look at me, like I've said this 1,000 times, but if you shut your eyes and look at me, you can still see an image. Okay, that's the eye of your soul called your imagination. Imagination means to press into shape or form. God has given us our imagination to press into shape and form an image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, I can prove to you that you got an eye of your spirit. You know, you got a body, soul, and spirit. And the eye of your spirit is called faith. You can right now envision yourself going home and making it home. Okay, that's called faith. It took faith for Mother to pull out that chair just then and sit down on it and to trust and to have faith that it wouldn't fall through on her, see? So the thing is, we have faith. We have subconscious faith constantly projected. All right?
The date is January the 8th, 1977, Dallas, Texas.